Hello, my name is Terry Reese, Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
I need to know how many doses are going to be available at OWA on the 25th.
We don't have access to that information.
Well, who does? Because people are going up there at 2 o'clock in the morning. So how do you know whether you go up there and sit 6 or 8 hours? I mean, that's really not fair not to tell people how many doses there are so you don't have to go up there and stay half a night.
If you ask the OR facility or drive-up clinic, they may tell you, but it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll let you know the number of vaccines that they receive.
Okay, well, when are they going to start giving it to people who will set up appointments rather than this circus that's going on up there? I asked the drugstores, and they say they're waiting on the governor to give them okay to do it. They're set up. I'm really confused about all this. I just would love, help me out.
One moment. According to the ADPH site, I don't see a release date for the vaccine.
Okay, to go to drugstores and all.
Correct.
Okay. Why is it all so secretive?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it's just sad that in Mississippi, people are getting their second dose. They go, it's organized, you get appointments. And I'm just ashamed to tell people around other states how backward Alabama's allowed itself to get. So, anyway, if you don't mind, relay the message for me. But this is, I know it's not you, but this whole thing's kind of ridiculous in Alabama.
I agree. No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.